51, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this terrific Thursday, March 5th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the man, Perry Johnson. He's running for governor. He's spending a lot of money to get his name ID out there for this month, the month of March. And we're going to have a little sit down with him and have a cup of coffee. Good morning, Perry.
Well, good morning, Trucker. How you doing over there?
Oh, sunshine, blue sky, snow's melting. We're excited. Tigers are playing baseball. We are just having the love of our lives, brother. Hey, I want to ask you right out of the gate in this short segment, Perry. A lot of people have been seeing your commercials running for governor, eliminating the state income tax, 4747. We've been playing the commercial here on the radio station and getting a lot of news, a lot of people taking notice, but nobody maybe even knows who you really are. Who is Perry Johnson? Where were you born? Where did you grow up? Childhood? Where did you go to school?
Okay. Well, I grew up in a town called Dalton, Illinois. And I grew up in about a 600-square-foot house. And my dad was a pilot in World War II, and my mother was a nurse in the Army WACS. They met in Europe. And they loved this country. So from the beginning of time, I have always thought that this is the greatest country in the world. And my dad would say that in America, anything is possible. Now, I didn't have a lot of money growing up, but I had a wonderful life. It was a pretty normal kid, except for the fact that I liked to play every sport under the sun. And my mother would get so mad at me because I would be out there playing until from dawn until dusk. When we had summer vacation, I used to think the 3 months was the longest 3 months in the world because it was so wonderful to have all that time to play.
Sure.
I went to elementary school at St. Mary's in Riverdale. It's a short distance from where I lived, and it was a Catholic school. I remember my first teacher, Sister Mary Dolores. I had her. And I remember her in second grade. I had her in eighth grade. We had about 28 kids in the class. And we had the same teacher for all courses. And in second grade, I wanted to be the Pope. I wanted to be the first American Pope.
Oh, yeah.
So I was very much into it. The reason I bring up St. Mary's is that it's very interesting because that is the same school that our Pope attended. He lived only a few blocks from me.
Ah.
In fact, my brother was in his class.
Oh, so be darned.
We ended up having the first American Pope come from our parish.
Right. But, it just wasn't Perry Johnson.
It wasn't Perry Johnson. No, what happened was, I think it was sixth or seventh grade, Mary Ellen Miller, I realized I was attracted to girls, and there was no way that I was going to be a priest.
Wasn't going to make it. Hey, was that, for point of clarification, Perry, was that Riverdale, Michigan, or Riverdale, Illinois?
Illinois. I grew up in Dalton, Illinois. I lived a few blocks from the Pope.
Got it. Well, listen, we're gonna continue this on the other side and also talk about then your life's journey and ultimately when did you move to Michigan and become the businessman that you are. We want to talk about that with you as well. And if you have any questions for Perry, text them to me right now, 231-360-5140, and I'll be sure to get your questions and comments in with him. Again, Perry Johnson, meet the man. He's running for governor. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Who's gonna ride that home sweet wheel?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in the show. Staying through the break is Perry Johnson. The man is running for governor here in the state of Michigan. Perry, so let's pick up after high school. What was your life journey? What happened to you? Where did you go? And ultimately, when did you end up in Michigan?
Well, what happened is my parents didn't have the money to send me to school, but I got through, and I was a good student in high school. I went to the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and I majored in mathematics. I then went to graduate school here in Michigan, which is what caused me to go to Michigan. And I got my first job at BorgWarner. So it was very interesting because they hired me as an engineer, even though I never had an engineering course. I did invent a couple of things, but I was eventually in charge of Ford Motor Company's account. And we did about $550 million a year with Ford. So at that time, the Japanese had come in with tremendous quality, and they were kicking our butts because they were able to produce the engines of the car so much better than we. Their quality was better, and the prices were lower. We had quality issues then, and I noticed back then that we had a problem, and I went into, I remember the Lima engine plant. I'm looking at the operation, and I see they have inspectors at the end of the line, and they're either reworking the part or throwing it out. And I'm saying to myself, this is a ridiculous approach to quality. And so what I did was I started at the beginning of the process, and I had them iron out variation, and I used my background in statistics. And with the help of the line workers, we ironed out variations. So systematically, we introduced statistical process control. And in a matter of about 4 or 5 years, we ended up having the best quality in the world, and we ended up literally reducing the cost by about 40 to 50%. I wrote a book, ISO 9000, The Quality Standard, because I thought quality should be a way of life, and it took off like hotcakes. I now had people calling me left and right. Ford Motor Company bought into the fact that they had quality. In fact, Caldwell and Peterson, they loved it. I said, quality should be job one. They loved quality as job one. So they ran.
Oh, they became their advertising brand. I love it.
So, yes. And then I persuaded them that there's no way on earth that they're ever going to have good quality if they just have quality in their companies. They have to have quality by the suppliers. If the suppliers are not supplying quality, they're just assembling junk. And so they mandated that the suppliers have this quality, and they demanded as SPC everywhere. Well, when I wrote the book ISO 9000, it took off like hotcakes, and Perry Johnson Registrars and Perry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation. Now we do business in 67 countries. Actually, I think my president of the registrar said, no, it's 70-some countries now, but literally, I am now the quality guru of the world. Now, I've spent my entire life bringing quality and efficiency to companies. That's all I do. I mean, I am literally the expert of experts at that, and now I want to use those skills to bring quality and efficiency to our state government. Now, I believe that our government is nuts. And when I say that, I believe just like Trump, that we throw all this money away. You see how efficient we have become, that we literally got rid of, a couple hundred thousand workers? We haven't missed a beat. And, let's face it, President Trump is of the same philosophy. I have spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to companies, and now I can do it to state government. If I do that, I will now be able to eliminate the state income tax while improving the quality and efficiency of all of our services. Now, in order to do that and really accomplish that, you really do need a guy like me. You can't really expect a politician to come into our state and suddenly make the state efficient. They've never done this. I would not expect a surgeon to go in and defend me in court. I wouldn't expect a neurosurgeon to fix my hair. If you are going to have a heart surgery on one of your loved ones, or maybe on my mother, I'm not going to go and ask one of these politicians or an attorney. I'm going to ask a cardiac surgeon. So sure. If you really want to bring quality and efficiency to a state, you really need somebody like me, because this is what I do. This is what I've been doing all my life. And I can do this And as a result, everybody in their entire state will have an opportunity to have almost $5,000 in their pocket every year. I say that every family. And the reason we came up with 4747 is that the median income for a family of four in the state of Michigan, after you get the deduction, is $111,690. You multiply by the 4.25% state income tax, it comes out to $4,747.20. So when we do that, we're returning $4,747 every year in their pocket. Now, we simultaneously have to understand that our senior citizens are really hurt by a lot of these property taxes, and we have to do something to modify what we're doing there. Unfortunately, property taxes are not an easy thing to change instantly because, let's face it, you need a constitutional amendment for most of these, and that is a Herculean task. So what I'm going to do is eliminate this income tax. I will ignite our economy. We will cause people to want to move to Michigan. And the beauty is that we're giving an incentive for the students of Michigan to stay here. We have 550,000 students within a 50-mile radius of Metro Detroit. We lose 40% of them within 5 years. Why don't we give them an incentive to stay here? Do you know that every single state that has eliminated the income tax, without exception, has ignited their economy? And we've had a population decrease in Michigan over the period of the last 30 years. We lose people year after year. I say we change that. Just like Tennessee. Tennessee had the same experience. They eliminated the income tax. Suddenly they're booming. And where did Ford build their plant, their new plant? The Bastion Tennessee. Of Michigan. Yep. Really a company that is a foundation for our thriving and building. They went to Tennessee. Yep. And at one time, we were an amazing state. People flocked from all over the world. We were really a bastion for the middle class. And for the first time in the history of the world, somebody in the middle class could come and work and earn $5 a day, where they could suddenly support their family. They could have a car, a house, send their kids to college, and people flocked here. Well, we can have that again. What we need is somebody who can go and take this state and suddenly get rid of all the stupidity in their spending. Some of this stuff is nuts. We threw away $11 billion in 1 year by overpaying unemployment and Medicaid. Right. We spent almost $1 billion trying to increase the speed of the Amtrak train by 10 miles an hour and didn't even succeed. And let's face it, the budget was $56 billion when Gretchen Whitmer took office. Now it's $88 billion. Or roughly 88, 87 and a half. Now, if they had just gone up at the rate of inflation, and that was the only increase we had, do you realize we could not only have eliminated our state income tax, we'd have extra money to spend on trying to reduce property tax. So the bottom line is, it's time that we start being efficient. Now, when I'm governor, we're going to audit every dime. Instead of having all this waste, all this money thrown away, I want the people to keep their money. Wouldn't it be nice if we could say, okay, we are a state where people get to keep their money instead of throwing it to the government and having them waste it? Amen. Because we are a state that can thrive again.
Yeah. Perry, I want to ask you a question then, because it is actually a couple of text messages that have come in. So you're concerned not only about eliminating the income tax by reducing spending, but you also have a very much an interest in reduction or potentially maybe the elimination of property taxes, is what I'm basically hearing you say.
Of course. And that's particularly important for the people that are retired. Think about how horrible it is. You spend all your life paying for your home. You finally get it paid off, and now you have to pay this income tax, this tax on your property every year. It's onerous, and it's painful, and it's not fair. And the only reason we end up doing this is because we have to take all your money because the government has decided to spend it so inefficiently.
Right.
They have the nuttiest arrangement, if you really think about it. Think about how stupid it is. They get a budget, and in every single department, they have to make sure they spend every penny in their budget every year. And if they haven't spent it in the last 90 days, they're looking for any possible way that they can throw this money away. Now, if we ran our households that like that, we'd all be broke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the stupidest setup I've ever seen.
Yeah, now, Perry, I got another text message. Not to interrupt, but my phone is blowing up here with text messages. What is your position as governor regarding education? Our schools are broken, 44th in the country.
I am so happy you brought that up. Do you realize that Gretchen Whitmer invested an extra $1 billion a year, every year, because she wanted to improve the quality of education in reading and writing? And yet we have gone from 28th in the country to 44th in the country in her regime. Do you know at one time we were number 3 in the country in SAT scores? Now we're about 3 in the bottom. And do you know why? Because of the stupid things that they do. Now, they eliminated phonics in their school. Now, think of how dumb that is. Now, I have 3 kids. 2 are 17, 1's 22. When they were 1 year old, I bought the letter factory so they could learn phonics from the beginning. In fact, my wife was yelling at me because she was getting sick of hearing about it. Every letter makes a sound. The A says ah. The B says ba. And yeah. You know what? I learned phonics. That's how I learned. We eliminated that because the two basic things that we need in order for kids to learn, phonics and vocabulary, they have to understand what the words mean.
Yeah.
Those two ingredients will allow us to really do something in that area. Now, we have to start very early on. Trying to teach people how to read in eighth grade is not the answer. The best time to teach them is early on, and we have to change our approach. But they don't bother to look at that. They just think throwing away money, that's the answer. It's not. And let's incentivize our teachers. Let's also have a voucher program where people get to send their kids to the school of choice. I mean, there are so many things that can be done in our education system that not only won't cost more money, we could probably do a lot more for less. We spend $25,500 per student. We're number 5 in the country in spend and 44th in our effectiveness. Now, do you consider that quality?
Not at all.
You need the quality guru is what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got other text messages coming in. I do want to ask you just on a real quick, short answer before the bottom of the hour break. What is your position on firearms and the Second Amendment?
Critical. Our forefathers fought for that. Understand, the First Amendment, free speech, that right behind it, firearms. And then keep in mind how important they are. I'm going to just talk about hunting and fishing alone is such an important part of Michigan. And when I was a young boy, I was a Boy Scout. In fact, I became an Eagle Scout. I used to spend time with my dad. We would go fishing. We would catch perch. And right after that, we would cook the perch. And some of my fondest memories are being with my dad doing that. Some of my fondest memories are out there. Think about it. When you're with your father and you're hunting and you're going through that, these kinds of experiences are things that you treasure all your life. And here later on in life, when you reflect on all these things that happen in your childhood,
yeah,
it's just a handful of memories that stay with you. And
absolutely,
that is something we cannot take away. And
Perry,
our forefathers fought for it. It's our right.
Perry, we've got a ton of text messages here. Can you stay through the bottom of the hour break with us?
Will do.
All right, sir. Greatly appreciate you doing that. More.